When you put it that way, by an orphaned account. Read by Hana Nobita. Off-season sucks. Especially when you're not really a boyfriend, is off visiting his family and you're stuck at home. That was Jacob's problem right now. He and Mark hadn't even spoken in ages, and it was making him miserable. And Jacob being miserable was starting to make Zach miserable. His girlfriend Bianca was away too, but he supposed they were more accustomed to being apart. I wonder what Mark's doing right now, sighed Jacob, for the 2,000,000th time. Probably making out with someone on top of a moose carcass. He and Zach were sprawled on the couch playing video games, as they did to relax and unwind of an evening from time to time. Zach didn't know how to respond. Jacob paused the game. I'm gonna grab a drink. You want one? Beer? Yeah, thanks, man. Jacob got off the couch and walked over to the tall fridge in the kitchen. Zach couldn't help but notice that he was looking better and better these days. The workouts were working. And he wasn't so pasty in the summer. Imagine how he'll turn out if puberty ever kicks in, Zach laughed to himself. Jacob was back, and he handed Zach a beer as he took a long sip from his own bottle. Okay, you are right. This is way better than the stuff Mark usually buys, Jacob said, licking his lips. That gave Zach an idea. It was probably an incredibly stupid idea. But then again, most of the stuff that went down in this household tended to be pretty damn stupid. So, what the hell? Besides, he could always pass it off as a joke. You know, said Zach, if I gave you a hickey, it would totally make Scheiss jealous. I don't know. It would. I think that's pretty gross. Seems kind of weird. What's weird about one friend sucking on another friend's neck? You know, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound weird at all. Immediately, Zach slid over on the couch so that he was right next to Jacob, then deftly swung his body around and placed his knees on either side of his best friend's lap so that he was kneeling over Jacob. Zach looked down at his dumb little face and, as was more often than not the case when they were together, they both burst into giggles. Dude, you still want me to do this? Zach asked after a minute, raising his right hand to Jacob's neck and gently running his fingers along the skin, left hand pressed to his friend's chest. Jacob's arms were around his waist. Yeah, man. If it'll give Mark the old green eyes, it'll be worth it. And besides, a hickey's really just a bruise, so it's basically like you punching me. With my mouth. Exactly, Jacob laughed again. Zach leaned in, pressing his lips to the younger man's neck. Jacob inhaled sharply, like he was surprised. That made Zach smile, lips curling against Jacob's skin for a moment, before he started to suck and bite at the tender spot he'd picked. He'd always liked doing this, making a mark. Mark. Damn! He loved that dude, he really did. But right now, with Jacob making all these little squeaks and trying not to squirm beneath his hips, Zach kind of wished, well, he wished it was always just the BOGO and Truba show. With that thought, he sucked harder, counting 1, 2, 3. Okay, that was sure to have left a bruise. He pulled back and, oh, all right, that was more intense than he'd intended. No wonder Jacob had been wriggling so much. Big and round and deep purple. The sight of it made Zach hungry for more, so he pressed his mouth back to Jacob's neck again, higher this time, not far from his jawline, and kissed and sucked and bit. Jacob's hands were on Zach's head now, fingers running through his hair, pulling him in. When Zach finally broke away to survey his work, yes, another dark rose successfully bloomed. Jacob eyed him intensely. So, how do they look? He asked in an affected voice, pretending it was the most important question in the world. Fantastic, laughed Zach. But I'm so good, I'm worried if I give you any more, you might end up back in a neck brace. Jacob cracked up, his whole face scrunching in a way Zach completely adored. Maybe we should try it somewhere else then, he asked cheekily. Zach raised a perfectly shaped eyebrow. Like, maybe... Jacob leaned forward, pressing his lips against Zack's. For a moment, Zack looked surprised, but then a grin spread across his face. Yeah, maybe. He smiled and moved in for another kiss. The end.